USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled that a long-standing New York concealed carry law violated the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In what's being viewed as a big win for gun owners in the Empire State, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley explains what he believes this means to the country.
I think that this is going to have an immediate impact. There are a lot of states that have these types of rules, but more importantly, it's a shot across the bow for states to say, look, if you're going to start restricting Second Amendment rights, then you need to know that the burden is on you.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee is holding another public hearing on Thursday, the committee hearing from former Justice Department officials. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Germany is declaring a gas crisis as Russia cuts supplies to Europe. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has more on the story.
The German government is ready to ration natural gas on Thursday after Russia cut deliveries to the country last week. Berlin triggered the second of its three-step plan to deal with the gas shortage after the Kremlin-controlled energy giant Gazprom cut back delivery via the Nord Stream pipeline by about 60% last week. Germany's gas reserves are at 58% capacity.
A Chipotle Mexican grill in Maine could become the first to unionize. The location in Augusta filed a petition for a union election Wednesday. Employees are looking to create Chipotle United, an independent union. This isn't the first time a Chipotle location has tried to unionize. The company has faced accusations of violating federal labor law by allegedly firing a New York worker who tried to organize a union. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
It's another day of flight issues across the country. Over 6,700 flights were either delayed or canceled across the United States on Wednesday as the shortage of workers continues to hit the airline industry hard. As of early Thursday morning, another 500 flights have been canceled into, within, or out of the United States. This, as lead economist with Hopper.com, Haley Berg, says people are wanting to fly.
Travelers are willing to pay more, and they're willing to face potential disruptions because they really want to go on these trips that they've put off in many cases for 2 years.
An invasive species is getting a more appetizing name.
If invasive carp doesn't sound appetizing, how about a plate of Kopi? The state of Illinois unveiled a market-tested rebranding campaign to make the fish appealing to consumers. Four species imported from Asia decades ago now infest the Mississippi River and other rivers in the U.S. heartland. They also threaten the Great Lakes. Chefs and others in the food industry say the Asian carp, Kopi, is a tasty, healthy fish. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The FDA is announcing a ban on Juul e-cigarettes. It's part of a broader strategy for the agency to regulate the vaping industry. Juul wants approval from the FDA for its vaping products. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.